This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shannon in the morning. Shannon in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
8:36 on the Friday free-for-all, Scott and Patty. Exactly 8:36, time for the big show, Friday edition of News You Can Use.
I wonder, who's the DA, DA of the day.
Goofy news stories you might have missed from the past week. Goofy news story number one, a Romanian cobbler has invented a new way to encourage social distancing, a pair of 2.5 foot long shoes.
His name, only 2.5 feet. I thought you needed 6 feet.
So Loopy came up with the idea for the enormous leather shoes to help people from getting too close in public spaces. If two people were wearing these shoes, Patty,
it would only be 5 feet.
Facing each other, there would be almost 6 feet between them. He thought 3 foot long shoes would be too stupid and too goofy to wear. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. Yeah. He said he's selling the shoes, too. Next up, Massachusetts, Williamstown, Massachusetts, to be sure. Christopher Hermanson, 34 years old from Williamstown, was in the passenger seat of a vehicle when he threw a big pickle at a worker. A highway worker, you know, they have those orange vests on and all that.
Sure, of course.
He hit the guy in the back with a big pickle. They identified the car and arrested Christopher. He was charged with simple assault with a pickle. How about that?
Not so deadly weapon.
As long as I've been doing these goofy stories, I don't know. I've heard assault with a dead weapon before. Some poor really? Old guy trying to do it. Now let's go to India. A man living there recently told the local newspaper he noticed baby snakes inside of his house. So he went over, opened up his air conditioning unit, and found 40 snakes slithering around inside.
What? I got chills all over.
The man identified as Shrad Hanad made the discovery on Monday after spotting a snake on the floor of his bedroom. I'll tell you what, if I spot a snake in the floor of my bedroom, I evacuate immediately. I call somebody. I don't know who, but Trish calls somebody. He was able, this guy, this Shrad Harad, was able to get the snakes out of the air conditioner and release them into a nearby wooded area. Oh, my God. 40 snakes, little baby snakes slithering around inside your air conditioner.
No, thank you.
Oh, boy. That's one of those things you wake up tonight in the middle of the night, and thank you, Shannon. I'm having nightmares over here about snakes. And finally, Dateline, West Virginia. These are your official DAs of the day. A woman named Julie Wheeler and her husband Rodney Wheeler were busted. She got the charge. He took the pass. She pleaded guilty to federal health care fraud. She had a pill mill going. and a clinic there where she would, you know, she would prescribe these pills, all kinds of drugs, to anybody who wanted them. And so somehow she was defrauding the government. So she was scheduled to go to prison. However, Rodney and Julie came up with an airtight plan. They would fake her death. Julie was reported missing Sunday by her husband. He claimed she fell off the main overlook at the New River Gorge National River. Authorities believed them. They searched for days, but found her Tuesday, alive and well, hiding in a closet at her home.
Don't you
think if you're going to fake your own death, you would go somewhere between?
Yeah, you'd go somewhere other than the closet.
They are our official DAs of the day, Julie and Rodney, the Wheeler family from West Virginia. And that is today's Goofy News update on The Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.